Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thrifty Nerd DeMauro. And with me is Nika Howard.
Oh shit, I was not expecting that. Caught me first.
I was Jennifer Cheek.
Hello everyone, I'm here.
Tim Lanning.
Hello everyone, it's great to be here.
And Michael Bachman.
Michael! It's a Lassie goof, timely.
What?
I thought that you were gonna do
the Mockingjay.
Like, it's all music, or...
You know, like Lassie, how they whistle for Lassie, and then he comes, I don't know. Shit.
I think Lassie's a girl.
You can tell when I, like, the episodes where I've got goofs lined up and the ones where I don't, very easily.
Which one was this?
I don't know if that's true.
Guys, how's everyone doing? I miss you all so much. It's been a week or two since I saw you last.
Wait, it doesn't work when that actually is true.
He's making it right. Real. He's not lying this time. I'm not used to it when Thrifty's not lying to us.
I don't know how to react to this.
Yeah, no, I'm great. I had a private show today, comedysportsboston.com. Go
Wait,
there, leave it.
Is that like at a strip club where, like, you know, you got all the comedians on stage, and then if you pay one like a 10, he'll take you to a private room and tell you jokes that no one else can hear?
Yeah, he'll just tell you how sad he is.
No, we did it for masseuse/.
Wait. Do you put dollar bills in their blazers?
I don't know if I get it.
Stand-up comedians, they're always wearing blazers.
I get it.
Are they? I thought they're always wearing black t-shirts.
Fuck you guys.
That's Michael's stand-up comedy. Right
there. Now they wear red and blue leather jumpsuits.
Oh.
Eddie Murphy?
Anyone? Nope.
Nope.
I'm drinking red wine.
What kind?
A Malbec. A cheap
Malbec.
One.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. No more than like $9. I'm
drinking Harpoon Oktoberfest. Believe it.
Nice.
Jennifer, I went to the wine shop today, and I also bought some red wine.
What manner of red wine?
I never buy Italian red wine, despite being quarter Italian.
One quarter pizza.
So I bought a Chianti.
Oh, dang.
Chianti's good shit. Even though people typically eat it with liver, like human liver.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's my only reference. That's my only reference that I understand to Chianti is the part
animal.
With the
like,
yeah
the
animal
man.
Vector.
That's crazy that you guys have red wine because I also have red wine.
What?
Good lord!
Crazy.
This episode brought to you by red wine
by the Red Wine Company.
Mine is a local and it is a $5 bottle, so
heck
it is
yeah.
Very classy.
Let's talk about local things because I'm drinking Smitty's Apple Pie. It's a corn whiskey.
Oh.
With some spices and natural flavors. But it's distilled right here in East Peoria.
That sounds good as hell.
I assume it has an apple taste.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of an apple flavor. But it's like super smooth. I could just chug this stuff. It's bad news.
I saw a commercial yesterday for apple burritos.
Oh,
burritos.
Yeah.
Someone just asked about those in the chat earlier. Someone was talking about them.
Raspberries or apple burritos?
Apple burritos.
Dang.
The classiest thing here is that it's got the batch number and bottle number on it.
Oh, I love
it.
Wow.
And it's handwritten on there, which is kind of nice.
Support local businesses, y'all.
Yeah.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is why, our sponsorship with Budweiser did not come through.
Nope.
Yeah, really so, disappointed in them.
Guess fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you.
So now we're advertising local things that you can't get in your area.
Yeah, fuck you.
Come to Peoria and get apple pie whiskey.
Harpster. I almost said harpster.
I mean, harpster would be a hipster.
Well, he's a noble.
So. Hey, everybody, let's all roll a d20.
Okay.
Oh, what even is that?
I got a 16.
Oh, I'm using my shitty dice.
I got a 13.
You mean all of them?
I got a 6.
I got a 3.
I got really? A nat 20.
That's...
Dire.
Did you...
Yeah,
I really did. God damn. You pulled a Nika. Nika is literally the opposite of Jennifer.
What is this?
Ugh. For this part, at least.
Nika, what happened last time on Drunks and Dragons?
So last time, our adventurers finally started to make it outside of the...
That took a long time.
Hey, we Kaylor, had things so, to do.
Right. We had to go buy things, get ready, all of that stuff. So we make it on our way. We meet up with the head guard of, like, the guards of Paylor's Hope.
The Sun Shields,
yes. And he tells us that they're going to create, like, a little area so that they're going to, like, come out with us because there's demons everywhere so that we can run out and make a break for it and have a chance to get out and help to save the world. And so we start leaving. We learn about Harper's brother through Aram, who
Faze.
Is Captain Morgan. Yeah, Faze Harper. We learn about him. We did a fantastic skill challenge in which I don't think... Did we fail? Maybe like once or twice?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, we didn't overall fail.
I failed spectacularly right. One time.
Oh, yes.
Because remember I tried to jump up and spin around on a tree and I did not?
I'm pretty sure I used an action point, but I'm not sure.
Yes, I did. Oh, I remember.
I think you. Many of you used action points.
Yeah.
How dare you.
I did not. I chose not to and just take my back.
You just straight failed it. Nope.
Yeah, no, I did. Because we hadn't failed too many at that point. I was like, oh, yeah, fine.
Fuck it.
So we managed to fight off some demons that were coming towards us. We got into the woods. And I think that's where we left off.
Mm-hmm. What about the amazing cliffhanger?
I'm sorry. I was drunk at that point.
Yeah.
None of you remember. You guys woke up and Zerd was gone.
Oh, damn it. And we all shrugged and went about our day.
Wait, Zerd was gone?
Yeah, Zerd was gone when you woke up in the morning.
Oh, I don't remember going to sleep.
Zerd, bad guy from Toy Story?
Yes.
That's Zerg.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You dumb dumb.
Zerd is gone. Zerd is gone. Zerd is gone.
Zerdarudagon.
Where is he?
You don't know.
Do you know?
I know.
Is he hanging out being a god in the pantheon of Dragonlance?
He is not Fizban.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Fizbangin? Fizfingerbangin?
Oh, no. Fizfingerbangin. This episode's name.
Believe it.
You've got to stop saying that.
I'll stop when you stop cackling. Jennifer thinks everything's funny. It's terrible for all of our brains. We think we're better than we are because of this trash.
I don't think everything's funny.
Bullshit!
I just think you guys are funny. I don't think a lot of things are funny. Like parody Twitter accounts.
What? I had a parody Twitter account. You told me you didn't like it?
What? No. I mean...
It was called How Can Fix, and it had a picture of Obama shrugging, and I would just, like, I would tweet at companies with just, like, these outrageously fake problems and just say, How Can Fix?
Okay, I'm back on board.
Yeah. I'm there for this.
Why am I not following this account?
This is me.
Anyway, the dying embers of the campfire are, well, dying.
Where's Zerd?
Zerd's missing.
Just like a wizard to wander off and get murdered.
It's literally the worst.
Yes, Tom, you're cackling uncontrollably.
I'm sorry, one of my tweets was, does anyone know where I can go to buy a Web 2.0? I don't know why, but I like it.
That's good shit.
How can fix?
Tom, I don't think you want to get double poisoned. Why would you buy Web 2.0? And I high-five Aludra. She's like, you weren't here. That was Tom. And then Harper has a panic attack, and he falls in the fire and dies.
And then Aludra catches on fire.
They're dead.
They're all dead. That's it.
I did this for you, Thrifty. I helped
you. You're welcome.
I helped you.
Michael is mad at us.
Zerd!
Imagine me yelling, like, what's his face? I'm lost.
Ichigo.
Yes. Kurosaki Ichigo.
From Lost. Yeah, him, from Jack Shepard, are in the... Don't tell me what I can't do, Rukia-san. Thrifty, go
we
ahead.
Need to stop.
I am not. You guys have the D&D now. Set the problem in front of you.
Wait,
well, that's not a problem. That's a solution. We hate Zerd. Guys, let's go. Zerd's gone. We don't want to catch up. Let's go.
I feel like we should maybe go find Zerd or something because he came with us and he's the representative of the White Spire and we might have a whole bunch of angry wizards on our hands if we don't.
Don't you ever feel like we're doing just exactly what the universe wants us to do?
You feel like we should go this way and I pick out that necklace or chain or whatever I have that points to my sister?
Don't you feel like, you know, we're being guided by some invisible hand?
Sometimes but I'm not guiding you. That's
I feel like
point.
Who said that? Rushing forward.
We should push forward. Zerd probably went this way towards my sister.
Well, how about let's do like a check of some sort to see if we can see his tracks and stuff.
I did a check. Like, I rolled a nat 20.
Great.
Just as you guys start to shuffle around and try to get something going with maybe looking for your lost wizard or not.
Don't say it's not our wizard.
Yeah.
He's actually in your inventory. One wizard.
I'm gonna put him in this bag of holding when he gets back.
There's no air in there.
Oh yeah, he'll die. I forgot.
Cool.
Good.
Suddenly you notice that Jayla has gone a bit pale.
Jayla, you look like Laffy Taffy.
Jayla, you're looking awfully lavender.
I wanna peel back your skin and look at your jokes.
Whoa. Tom. I don't think that
like
was
bubblegum.
Wait, isn't that what or pop that's school? What Laffy Taffy?
Oh yeah, it is.
What day is
guys,
it?
I feel like I'm getting like a flashback. Can we all hold hands and I can show you what I'm feeling?
Sure.
I guess. Can I do an Arcana check
for her hand?
What's the order that we're holding hands? It's very important to me.
Well, clearly J-Lo's by Aludra, and probably, I don't know, because her and Tom, we got to be bros after last game.
I don't really feel like you've got any sort of special connection to Tim.
No, I said to Tom, to you. But,
I know.
Like, she wants to be there for Harper because it's his tough time or he's missing his family.
Yeah, it's his dark night of the soul.
It's like a snail.
I'll give you just a knowing nod. I'm like, it's cool, bro. You hold that hand.
I'm what Harper is what you call a shrinking violet, I believe is a TV trope for it.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I don't have time.
So imagine also that Eluder's holding hands with Jayla and Tom, so her arms are like straight over
her feet are off the ground.
we're swinging dangling. You like the child in Jerry Maguire.
I love this.
Very specific reference, I'm sorry.
As you all clasp hands, suddenly you feel a warmth on your chest.
Get up there.
You notice that Jayla's tattoo has started glowing.
What about Harper's? Does Harper's?
If she has
a glowing tattoo, I want one too. I roll for glowing tattoo.
Jayla, the butterfly in the middle of your lower back is glowing.
Did Rufia stab you? No, I mean Siphon.
Oh, I get it.
JK. So you feel like something is hooked on to the back of your belly button and is pulling you backwards.
So is it like,
through
I assume it's like
space and time.
Yeah.
We're apparating? Or are you
apparating?
Guys, I think it's coming.
What's happening? I don't like this.
What exactly is the nature of this? Is Hannibal.
Welcome to D&D Podcast XXX.
So I'll just edit that together with the other thing.
With it's on my face. It's touching my mouth.
Guys, I can't stop. It's so ethereal.
Is it ethereal?
Yeah. Fuck
ethereal?
It.
Ethereal?
Yeah, whatever. You know, it's just words.
Details.
It's words to mean some magical shit that doesn't exist. I think it can handle a mispronunciation.
Pac-Man, I think I literally stopped myself from using that word for out of fear of not saying it correctly.
Really?
And you are my word brother.
Listen, I constantly mispronounce things, so I'm not going to judge anyone.
It's true.
So
she says after she got done judging.
I did a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm over it.
Good. So you're all sitting around the dinner table.
What dinner table?
You're in an inn, sitting around a dinner table, and you're not you anymore.
But is Tim Lanning Harper and then this mystery person, or is it Tim Lanning the mystery person?
You were holding hands, and then suddenly your consciousness transferred, and now you're sitting in an inn, and you look around the table. Who are these people in front of you?
Wait a minute, am I in control of my own body?
Yeah, you are you, but you are not you.
Oh.
Can I look at my hands?
You can.
How blazing are these hands?
They're not blazing at all.
What the fuck?
They are calloused and look like they've punched a lot of things.
What do my hands look like?
You tell me.
I would say that they're covered. The front of the hands are padded and calloused, and the back is flowing golden brown fur.
Just then, the gnome sitting between you all says, "Steve, tell me again the story about that amazing adventure you had a few weeks ago." Just a little aside. So you guys are now in the headspace of your new
okay,
people.
That's why I asked you. I was like,
that's what I was asking. Like, do I have to throw on an extra layer of mood and racism? Or
well, you just like, you completely threw me off because you're like, okay, now you are these people. And I was like, fuck, all this RP that I was planning on, I guess I gotta throw it out the window because I'm still Tom.
You're not Tom anymore.
Oh.
But, so what's happening is...
I'm trying to really set up a nice moment.
And then we can't handle it.
I'm so confused.
Okay, you guys are seeing a flashback through Jayla's consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay, you're seeing
Jayla's
this flashback.
Here.
But Jayla is not here. Jayla is
so
not Jayla.
Wouldn't it make more sense, like, I mean, not to question, definitely not to question, but, like, wouldn't it make more sense if, like, I can't understand us being in the headspace, but if, from an RP standpoint, the bodies are moving and doing their own thing and saying their own thing, and you're just an observer.
You are. You're just an observer.
Okay. That's where I got super confused.
I would imagine it's like you're in that person's head, so you're seeing what they're doing and everything like that. So it's like you're that person, but you're not really Tom.
Like when you have a dream, and it's like, I was this person, but
I
wasn't.
Wasn't, you know? Right. I was eating mac and cheese.
And I was being exactly. chased by something.
The floor was lava.
I'm sorry, I don't... What was the question again?
Tell me, Steve, of your adventures.
Oh, my adventures. Well, I mean, do you mean back at the Melon Camp?
Yes.
Well, see, when I was a young gnoll, I lived in a village, and this village, it was made up of many camps, and each camp was named after the crop that was grown there. Now I lived in the Melon Camp, and as you know, the gnoll families, they took the surname of the crop that's grown in their village, thus the Melon Camps. And me and my wife, Cheryl, we got up to some shenanigans.
Oh.
Cheryl Mellencamp, she took my last name. And, you know, we had a lot of nights just sitting around the table.
Didn't you all have the same last name?
Yes.
Are there pumpkin camps?
There aren't pumpkin camps. Would you like me to list the camps for you?
I would love that.
Okay, well, you've got the melon camp. You've got the banana camp. You've got the cocoa bean camp. You've got the pig camp, the dairy camp, the those aren't specifically crops, but we made an exception. They're latecomers. They didn't know. And we also had the other fruit, apple camp.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on going.
Never stop.
Orange camp, peach camp. It's good. It'll go on forever.
Shrimp camp.
That's fascinating, Steve the Knoll.
Mm-hmm.
I love this story so much. Purple guy, Ravar, tell me of your adventures.
Well, I just got done slaying this ancient red dragon. It was magnificent. You should have seen the battle, fighting back and forth. There was fire spraying everywhere. Radiant damage shot out of my hands. And then at the end of it all, I chopped down the dragon, and I managed to save this little litter of kittens. And he'll, like, pull out a picture of him, like, laying down in a field with kittens playing all over him, and there's, like, bishy sparkles everywhere.
Whoa!
Oh, like, you got the little cute ones, little black and white kittens. Aw.
Little tuxedo ones.
We didn't have those back in the melon camp.
Can you describe physically what your character looks like?
Yeah, he's tall. He is about...
He's a Deva.
Yeah, he's a Deva. He's like 6 foot. He's, I mean, of ordinary charisma. He's very strong, very wise. He looks very hardy, like he could live for a long time.
Like he'll probably live forever.
Yeah. Right,
like he
right.
won't die and spawn a female nice version of himself.
Never, never. He's got a dwarven warhammer by him.
Temerity! You must have had many warlocky adventures.
Oh, I'm constantly having adventures. You know me. From my time when I was, you know, a little scamp urchin in the streets of... What city are we in? Yangar.
Sandusky, Ohio.
We are.
No, Sandusky's the far west.
No, oh, okay. That's right. From my time when I was in the streets of Kar as a child, but...
Oh, Yangar.
Yangar. I can't hear very well. But let me tell you a really good story. This happened a few weeks ago. So I was in the bar, like I am, playing some dice with my weighted dice. And there's this son of a nobleman. To be honest, I don't remember his name. He was pretty cute. We were playing a game. I literally stole the shirt from his back and all his money.
Well, that wasn't very sportsmanlike.
Have you ever met a sportsman like Tiefling? I mean, look at me. Look at my horns.
Well,
they're so curly.
I mean, the point of the game is of course, is to win things fair and square.
No, no, Steve. Oh, my God.
This sounds awfully...
The goal of the game is to cheat and win.
Oh.
Well,
preserve the balance.
Is cheating part of the rules?
Oh, well, it's part of the rules for me. And let me tell you what. You may be feeling sorry for that guy... But let's be honest, he was kind of a rich prick. And I took all that money and I bought drinks for everyone in the bar. And then I gave the rest to the little orphans as I was walking back to my inn. So are you going to try to tell me that what I did was wrong?
I think this checks out.
Wait, but yeah, you...
Was that nobleman who had come all the way from Paylor's Hope?
I mean, I don't really remember a lot about him. You know.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
I mean, it's just a day in the life. Temerity, you know, I'm audacious.
Why just name yourself that?
Audacious.
I'm Audacity, the website.
Talir, you're the only one who hasn't told me your story yet. Come on, I want to hear more.
Does the moon tell a story of the night?
Yes?
All right, fair gnome, I'll spin a tale, but don't go repeating it. I don't need no followers following after me. Yes, I used to be in the monastery outside the town. And just the other day when I was leaving to come to Yengvar, I decided I'll take a stroll through the woods and its beautiful crisp smell. But then I saw some local guards roughing up a local shopkeep. This did not keep the balance, so obviously I stepped in, threw my cloak off, and gave them the punching of a lifetime.
But you don't have any weapons. How could you possibly do this?
Young gnome, come here. Does the sun have a weapon? Does the sun need a spear?
Well, it does have a weapon. It's fire.
Young gnome, here, touch my peck.
Wow, it's rippling.
I don't.
Does a tree need plate armor? Does a mountain need leather-shotted boots? No. Neither does Talir.
Talira, just curious.
Please go ahead.
How many beers have you had tonight?
I've had 24.
Wow.
But hey.
Always impressive, my friend.
Does a mountain need to stop drinking?
Does a river count the gallons that goes through its pass? No. My monastery brews the finest ales in all of the East, which is where we are now. There's no central. We're in the East. Car is the middle of the world. Here we are. East. What? Yeah, I know what you're thinking, little gnome. Stop touching my peck.
Oh, sorry. I got carried away.
I know.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Why am I here? Well, I'm on my vision quest, and as you know, my birthday's this week. Finally, 100 years old. I'm an elven adult soon. So I'm here to complete my final spiritual passage.
So what are you visioning on your quest?
I don't know yet. Does...
How long have you been on your...
Does the cloud say I will get in front of this town to provide shade? No.
Can't say I've ever talked to the cloud before to confirm this, so...
Who has? Excuse me.
Yeah. You know, like, the idea that elves don't become an adult until they're, like, super old, like, 100 years old, doesn't really imply that they're, like, a wise and noble race. It just implies that they're slow learners.
They're very stupid.
When you have time, you take time, Steve.
Thank you for pointing that out. I didn't actually... That wasn't Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
That's, no.
Says this.
It's very important to me that you know that Steve did not say that.
Have you guys heard the rumors?
What rumors?
I don't give credence to Baffle and dilly-dally.
Well, I was at the White Spire working for my mentor, and I heard that there was a giant invasion in the city of Carr of demons.
Doubt it. I feel like I would feel some ripples from that, you know. Tiefling and all.
I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. We can just... Wait, that's a long ways away. Are you sure? Have you ever heard the game of telephone?
Do you know what a telephone is?
I don't.
Young gnome.
But what is this telephone you speak of?
Neither do I.
I don't know what the telephone is, but the general gist is that by the time...
I know the game.
By the time news reaches here from someplace as far away as Carr, I think it's a pretty safe bet that it's a little distorted. So they may have had to fight a demon or two, but an invasion... I don't know.
And listen, little gnome, I forget your name.
He never said it.
You didn't ask me my name.
Oh. What's your name, sir?
Does a grassy plain exclaim its name when you waltz through it to me?
Actually, we've been friends for years. My name is Avram.
Wow, you've never offered your name up.
Avram. That's our bad.
Is it because I look like a devil?
You're a little scary, I'm not gonna lie.
She punches him in the arm. Oh, Avram. Gotta love you.
Steve.
Got to tuck your knuckles in more. Don't be a fool.
Of course I knew your name, though. You stood up at my wedding. You remember Cheryl?
Steve, of course I remember Cheryl. I hope you still use that gravy boat that I got you for your wedding.
We wouldn't dream of taking it off the dinner table.
Steve, I hope your family enjoyed the gallons of mead that we distilled for you.
Well, you didn't.
Many years ago, what?
You didn't bring any mead.
Oh, that's right.
Your brain's a little addled by it.
What'd you do with all the mead?
Well, now that you mention it,
I think we know the answer. To
on this. The road to from the monastery to your wedding site in Melonkamp, I happened to find some fae creatures, and we decided to bless the forest we were in.
Some fae creatures.
Yes, and Titania.
Titania.
Oh well.
My patron. She's never even mentioned you to me.
Hmm.
Titania tells me, like, everything. Like, she would tell me if there were demons in the world, and she's not said anything to me, so...
Maybe she didn't tell you because she's not a Rathus. Because Rathus tells us everything.
Guys, let's use our logic.
Constant rivalry.
Let's maintain neutrality within these gods, please.
So just a little sidebar here for anyone playing along at home who is completely lost as to what's happening. We have traveled back in time very slightly in Jayla's remembrance of stuff that happened before she was Jayla. And also we're playing in a very quick one-shot or two-shot 5e campaign for funsies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, just so you know what's happening, that's what's happening.
But we're everything playing. Here is canon.
It is absolutely canon.
100%.
It's just a side story. We are what you can refer to as the Tailies, a.k.a. the second season of Lost, where they found the Tail survivors. Spoiler, sorry.
So there, okay.
For those of you who have not watched Lost yet.
I haven't.
Well.
And Lucia.
And Lucia. I'm going to tell you everything that happens.
So back to the game. Sidebar up. So you guys are enjoying your dinner. You're having a good old time. You're remembering all the many adventures you've had together, just doing all sorts of fun stuff. And just then, at that point, when you're so happy and content, there's an earth-shattering, shaking explosion from coming from outside. And literally, like, plates are flying everywhere. Stuff falls off the walls. People are falling over. It's just the biggest boom. Like, your ears are ringing.
Can I make a,
what the shit?
A dexterity acrobatics check to make sure that I'm still completely standing?
Of course you can.
Side note, if anybody is in the habit of making cuts of things that Thrifty says to make it sound like he says something dirty, can I just say that he just said earth shattering explosion from coming in that order? So not a whole lot of work for you.
You are welcome.
I got a 17 to athletics. And again, this is 5e. DCs should be much lower.
Yeah, you're like balancing on the top of your chair in
my
crane position. Tim's a monk, if you haven't figured that out yet.
Namaste.
He's a drinking monk.
Hey,
are we all doing that?
That's all of them.
I mean, if you want to try to do a crane on top of your chair, I'd love to see what happens. Jennifer, what's your dexterity? What's your athletics?
As you guys are fiddling with your chairs, everyone else is running outside to see what's...
Well, wait a minute. I rolled an 18 plus 7, though.
Steve the Knoll, also balancing on top of his chair.
Actually better than Talir the Monk.
I say, don't worry, Talir. Yours is quite good.
He's so nimble.
I wish I was as good as you.
You know what? Does the flower look at the squirrel and say, I wish I had a tail? No, he doesn't.
Well, I mean...
The flower says anything.
It's because he's got a tail.
The flower has a tail?
No, he asked if the squirrel looked at the flower and asked and wished as if it had a tail.
At this point, the bar is almost completely empty, everyone having gone outside. But you guys...
We'll stand up, point his warhammer to the door, and say, the common people are outside, and we should go protect them from whatever is there.
Unless this is a great balancing act that the divines and nature have willed. But yes, let's look.
Temerity looks around at the tables to see if anyone has left any valuables that she can steal.
It's a cornucopia of...
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Where's my bag?
Temerity makes eye contact with the camera, thumbs up, and one of her fangs sparkles.
That's right.
Now, Temeria, we should leave those for the people when they come back to claim them.
That's not my name.
Temerity.
Just call her Tim. I just call her Tim.
I am so sorry. Temerity.
To you, I'm Miss Baracus. Okay?
Well.
You can't say it right.
I don't.
Steve?
I don't mean to offend Miss Baracus, but we should leave that stuff behind.
You guys are so boring.
Temerity, there'll be time for wealth in the future. There's no way anything bad will happen to us. Namaste.
And can I trick a rich man out of his clothes again soon?
Remember, wealth not earned is no wealth at all.
I do. Do earn it with my charm and wit and weighted dice. We've already explained this.
Temerity, I have literally 2 copper. Look how happy I am.
Well, that's because you're full of alcohol right now.
And I'm very happy
and
that
who
this...
bought you that alcohol, hmm?
Thank was you.
It technically with this earthquake?
You can now hear the
gold?
People outside ooing and aahing.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
So you get outside, and as you're going for the door, a bird flies in through one of the open shattered windows.
Oh, shit.
And lands on Temerity's shoulder and goes and whispers something into her ear in bird speak, I guess.
Yeah, man.
You have been summoned to the White Spire.
I've been summoned to the White Spire?
Well, your group has been summoned to the White Spire.
Oh, I don't understand. I ain't messing with no wizards. I'm a warlock.
Temerity don't give a shit about no other wizards.
I'm not a wizard, so it's not other wizards. Like, any wizards. Any of them at all.
Yeah.
Guys, we gotta go to the White Spire, okay? I think they got a job for us.
Wonderful. They have the most fantastic view of the city.
Well.
And the best snacks!
I love snacks.
You get outside, and where normally the White Spire is obviously a White Spire. It's a very tall white tower. And you know that there are several White Spires throughout the land. All the big major cities have them.
But not Kar.
Your White Tower has been... Sorry, White Spire has been split in half.
Would you say twine? Split in twine?
Looks like somebody came along and just smashed it. It is, the top has fallen off. There are all sorts of weird magic and colored flames just barfing out of the top of the tower. All kinds of crazy stuff is happening. And there's people running around the streets and everyone's freaking out.
This is no true act.
This is an omen from the gods. We just need to figure out what it is.
Looks like someone's fucked some shit up at the White Spire.
Would a god send an omen that's an explosion to rip asunder a tower?
Absolutely.
That's a foolish thing to say.
Why would they not?
It is not foolish. What is the best way to get a reaction from someone? Do you not light a beacon?
Tea leaves, and then when you drink the tea leaves, you see it down there, obviously.
Guys, I feel like we're wasting time. Now,
always be vigilant, but be careful not to invoke God needlessly.
Thank you, Stephen. You keep us centered, which to me and my chi is the most important thing.
Temerity just starts walking towards the spire.
I run in front of you. I'm faster than you.
You guys are going on the city streets. You're in it's a great big city.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, please.
I was just going to ask what street we were on.
Great question.
My girl.
You're doing Uthgar's work.
You're on Japanese Maple Street.
Okay.
I like it.
Still a tree theme. You trash
monster.
The tower, the spire is probably a good 20-minute walk from here.
It's probably a 15-minute walk for Talir.
Steve actually also is pretty quick on his toes.
Sure am. Mm.
Steve, what's your speed?
Fastest gnoll in my village. Now, actually, Thrifty, on an aside, when you were helping me out with my speed, and we came up with 35, was that before the bonus that I get? Like, at a certain level?
Do you get a bonus to how fast you go?
I thought, unless I misread it, but let me look here.
I think barbarians do.
Yeah, barbarians do.
Then you're faster than 35.
Yeah, so I'm 45.
Nice. I'm 50, because I'm a wood elf.
Oh my god.
You're probably 30.
Slow, guys.
Everyone else is probably 30.
Okay.
You're 30.
Okay, so you guys are about 10 minutes along to your hike. It's getting closer and closer. You can almost feel the warmth now coming off of the spire as, you know, magical fire and stuff is shooting out of the top of it. And suddenly you see a little almost like will-o-wisp looking blue floaty thing fly down from the sky. And it like sticks to Temerity. And then...
What the fuck is up with your shoulders?
They're really great.
You have, like, catnip on there?
No, they're just really powerful.
And then, like, tons shoulders. More start coming down. There's, like, you know, dozens of these little white lights coming down and actually forming, like, a little, almost looks like a beacon is being shown on you.
And they're all on my shoulder.
They're all coming down and hitting your group, basically.
Oh, the whole group.
Bam. Yeah.
Special.
This does not seem like it's preserving the order.
Then behind that, and you can see that the lights are coming from this big glowing mass coming towards you. It looks basically like a really big version of all those little white things. And it gets getting closer and closer to you. And eventually you realize it is a person floating down towards you, sort of encased in this big white ball of light.
What the fuck is this fucking guzz shitter?
Temerity narrows her eyes.
I yell up to it, hello there!
She lands, and it is a woman with long flowing white hair, still beautiful, though she is of a certain age.
What's that mean?
She's stately.
Oh, she's stately. Nice.
Yeah. She's wearing She's wearing white and blue robes that are just immaculate and very obviously expensive. And she strides over to you, and you recognize her as Morden Kanan.
I love her.
The
him?
Wizard of amazing renown.
Morden Kanan's a female?
She is now.
All right.
I think that's just sexist on my part.
Go ahead. Way to go, Tim. Yeah, so she is the, you recognize her as the head of the White Spire here in Yengar. And everyone would know who she is, because she's the most powerful wizard that you know of.
Talir puts his beefy-ass fist together, bows deeply, and he says, "Sorry that I lost my cool and let my wood elf ways take over and swore in front of you. Please forgive me. I don't want to fucking cuss in front of your ass. Oh. Sorry. What else?"
I extend my paw for a handshake.
She holds her hand out for you to kiss.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yes, ma'am. And I kneel down. I'm already like 4'8", so I'm not very tall.
You're 4'8"?
Yeah.
Really?
Temerity does not like what's happening right now with the whole, like, her putting her hand out to kiss, because she thinks that's some, like, upper-class bullshit, but she holds it inside of herself. Because she figures this lady's important.
I give a as, you know, as nice a kiss as I can give as a gnoll, but it's a bit slobbery.
Oh.
She goes, we have great need of you. As you can see, shit has gone real bad.
Now you're speaking my language, bitch.
Well, I don't think there's any need for that kind of language.
Namaste.
Dude.
My bitch here is speaking.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope, that's not how we talk. That's not how we talk.
Continue spouting shit from the mouth. Namaste. Thank you.
Are you freestyle rapping? What is that?
Steve. Namaste.
And what is this holiday you keep referring to, this Namaste?
Namaste. Peace be with you. And also with you.
Spiritu Sancti.
Go ahead.
So Morden Kanan turns towards Rayvar and goes, "There's your group is of much renown, and the fate of the world is now in your hands. I need you to complete a quest for me."
Of course, we would complete anything as long as it helps the people and is for the greater good.
As you can see, the White Spire is, well, been torn asunder. And the reason is there's been an invasion.
The rumors are true.
An invasion of demons.
No,
and they've come.
Very true.
Well, I stand corrected.
They've come here all the way from Kar.
The center of the world, Kar?
They've come all the way from Kar seeking an item of immense power. An item that I have on my person now.
What is it?
It's the Demonomicon. Of
Yggdrasil. Talir goes down on his knees and his fists are out, and they're bulky fists. Like his, it's great.
How hairy are his arms?
Not at all.
Oh, not at all.
I don't even think elves have pubic hair.
What?
I've seen on the internet.
Is it? Oh, I think that.
Actually, you showed that to me. But...
What? I deny that. What are you talking about?
My baby
about?
Dog wants on the couch.
So, I need you to bring this book of great power across the sea, because it is the only thing that can close this gaping portal to...
Don't say gaping like that.
I know.
To the abyss.
I was just waiting for it.
Moist, gaping abyss.
And I will complete it. We will complete it, or we will die trying.
The abyss is the number one affront to order in this land. We will destroy it.
I can't wait to murder some demons.
Well, I was supposed to pick up Papa Murphy's for dinner, but I guess if it's for the good of the land.
She hands you a satchel, and she says, do not open the satchel. The book is an artifact of great evil, and you just don't want to go there.
Namaste.
This satchel is also magic, and will keep it safe, and will keep demons from knowing its whereabouts.
Bikram.
Okay, well, we'll keep it in the bag and
yeah,
ferry it across the waters and we got it.
Go to the city of Kar.
Kar's not destroyed.
Well, there's a portal there, but it's a great city though. So go to the city of Kar, seek out the High Cleric of Arathis. He will be able to close the portal.
This sounds like a great idea. Nothing can go wrong. Namaste.
He sounds I believe his name is Fennekin.
Fennekin sounds like a good character.
Seek him out. He will help you.
Hey, I believe my benefactor, Thumble, who's paid my way throughout monk school, lives in Carr. He's my papa now, legally. He sounds like a great man.
Is he your papa?
My parents are dead.
Is he a human?
I've heard he's a human. As a fucking goddamn wood elf, I don't typically go for dirt-dwelling humans, but I'm making it. Wow. Sorry.
So what I'm trying to get at here, Talir, is he younger than you? But he's still your daddy.
Oh, I'm way older than him.
Well, that's not weird.
Was that?
All right.
Also, one more thing. Take this amulet. It is a half heart and will allow me to find you if you go missing, if the worst happens.
So you say that you won't make a half-hearted attempt to find us. I like to joke. Talia grabs an anime-ass jug of wine and starts drinking it. It's sake. You know, they're like gourds. I don't know if they are bird feeders. I don't know if those things are.
Are you drinking wine out of a bird feeder? I do.
You know, fat eights? You know what I'm saying? A big-ass eight. But, like, it's... sake.
Okay. And then one final last thing. If you are captured or are about to be captured, if all is lost, I have this vial for you. This is going to be very dangerous, FYI.
Oh. I'm sorry, ma'am. We're going to have to talk money here. Gold?
Temerity.
There will be no gold if you don't do this. Well, the whole world.
Yeah, well, but like, if we do it, though.
Sure, whatever. Name your price.
I want that entire white spire.
My price.
Well, it's kind of busted, so sure.
Ma'am, I don't think I'll need any gold. I will just be happy with the satisfaction of a job well done.
I'll take his part.
Temerity, you can have my part as well.
Awesome. Temerity. Three parts for Temerity.
I'm not going to give you my part, but Miss Mordenkronen, if you could give my part to all the poor in this realm. That'd be wonderful.
You know, that's a good idea. Go ahead and do that with my part, too.
No, it's mine! He's already gave it to me!
Listen to me carefully. Please.
Yes, go ahead.
If all is lost, and then this vial, if you smash it upon the ground, it'll open a portal to a safe place. Mm. One of you will have to take the Demonomicon through that portal to the safe place where the demons can get it. Because if it is lost, then all is lost.
Maybe we should compare armor class and hit points and speed to figure out who should keep this vial in Demonomicon.
FYI, also keep the amulet because I'm going to need to track it down if it goes missing.
Someone always has a boss. Not me. We're all equal to the monastery. Namaste.
You're not in the monastery anymore.
Oh, good point. Namaste. Does a mountain whisper to the moon, hello?
I know I've said just one more thing 7 times, but...
Who's counting?
But the real last thing is I have chartered you a boat. It is at the docks now. It is the fastest boat we could find, and it should take you across the sea to Carr.
Rad.
Who's on this boat?
They are Westerners. I believe the boat is called...
Dude,
chill. Bless you.
I believe the boat is called the Chum Guzzler.
I've heard of this boat. This
is tis an infamous boat.
Oh, really? Beard Hook's boat, I believe.
Why don't you mean Hook Beard?
How do you know that, Temerity?
I just heard. I hear a lot of gossip when I'm fleecing people out of all their hard-earned cash.
My birthday. Soon. So you cannot be nice to me.
We don't get much news in the village.
Yeah, all those melons really keep you from getting the news.
Should we fly like the crane? Should we make haste like the ferret? Should we
make great haste like the mole? Time is short.
Perhaps we should spend an extreme amount of time buying things for our adventure.
You actually better go.
Everything that I need.
She's pushing us. Maybe, perhaps we should get some silk and rope.
I gotta go because I got some stuff to deal with back at the White Spire.
Your house is on fire.
Over. So, yeah.
Tell
I feel
hello.
Really good about this.
Tell Aletha I say hello. None of us will die. And none of us will die and be reborn in another character that's very
no.
polite.
No.
Bikram.
I don't. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Okay, bye.
Get on this boat. Get on the Chum Guzzler.
Guys, let's instead go buy some oats and some wagons.
Lemon cakes. And
honey cakes. And
some soy chorizo.
Yeah. I would love some soy chorizo. Tiefling's favorite.
Do you like burritos?
Yeah, you know what? I was there. Oh, there's the boat. Two foods.
I feel like I could only eat burritos if they were warmed by a woman's breasts.
Whoa! Oh my!
That's a foolish thing to say. That would never happen. But no.
I'll just be happy with whatever anyone else is eating.
Steve, you are the balance of nature
Steve,
and the river of time.
Are you going to steal someone's food? Is that what you're trying
to say? No. I'll
as you guys are discussing food.
But we're discussing ant. We're walking.
We're walking.
You see,
we're jogging even.
Yeah.
You see... As you guys are discussing food, you see a flaming skull coming towards you.
Do we know this?
Followed
what is
by,
that?
Followed by a couple impish-looking men who are both have two-headed dogs. Oh.
Wonderful, Temerity. I assume this is your brother.
Oh wow, you giant racist!
Namaste.
It is
sorry,
not.
I have this weird buzzing in my head that keeps saying, "Ask her why she's." Red?
I'm a little bit red, okay? I'm not like red, but just like a little red.
And I've known you for a very long time, so of course, why would I ask this question? There's this buzzing, very racist.
Yeah,
I
know
it.
That you're wondering, why does she not have pupils in her eyes? Mm. Why are her eyes gold and all scary like that? Listen, it's the way I was born.
You know, yeah. I feel, Tamarini, I could look into your eyes and see a past lifetime and a life of prejudice and hurt.
Yeah, people are real assholes. It's really true. I'm not bad just because I'm a tiefling or a warlock.
Temerity, the only red I pegged you for is very well, as in very well red.
Steve, you are the nicest of gnolls.
Steve, man, what a little scamp you are.
Hey, Michael.
That's when you guys all get hit by fireball.
Oh my!
Shit!
I'm just kidding, but we are going to roll for initiative now.
All right.
Because there's demons coming towards you, if you haven't figured that out.
Yeah, we were, talking about my pupil-less eyeballs this whole time while the demons were running towards us.
Oh, God.
Where's the D20? Well, not my shitty one. I need the good T20.
I pulled a Jennifer.
Oh! Guess what? I did not pull Jennifer. I pulled a Nika. But my initiative bonus is very bad. So, kind of evens out. 30, do you want to know what I rolled?
Yeah.
Total, I have a 20.
Nice.
I rolled a 9. And I have a 0 bonus.
I rolled a 5, and I too have a 0 bonus.
Can I, to be nice, forgo my initiative to another person?
Oh.
No,
Steve?
I insist.
You go first.
No. I wouldn't dream of it.
What's your initiative?
It's just our Tell dex here. Modifier plus our roll, right?
Yeah.
So I got 11.
Wow. Oh, boy. I wasn't prepared for me to have the highest one.
What do you have?
I had a 20.
What?
I rolled a 19.
Jesus Christ.
Fellas,
I rolled
this...
a 6.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta say, this Smitty apple pie goes down a little too easy.
Speaking of, excuse me.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and award... Jesus, how can I not award all of you guys inspiration?
You should probably award all of us inspiration.
We're doing a great job.
I think you've all been really, in fact, maybe a little bit too inspired, if anything.
Maybe talking a little too much. Mm.
So, Temerity, you go first. There's a flaming skull flying in the sky.
But Thrifty... Where's the fucking grid, mate?
There's no grid.
Why is there no grid?
Mate.
Hey, that's mental. You're a wizard, Harry.
It's fucking mental, mate. Let's all eat chips on the lorry and take
Where's
the lift.
Here's the book.
Have some crisps.
Crisps.
Aluminium.
And my flat. And watch an advertisement.
Have we said lift?
Listen, is it just one flaming skull? Is that
there's one flaming skull. There's one swinging, two imp-like men holding bows, and two two-headed dogs. Four total heads, two total dogs.
Okay, are they close to each other?
They are all about 100 feet away from you.
Okay, and are they in a little clump?
Yes, they are in a little clump.
My clump.
Okay. Kill all
my
them.
Clump.
One.
Okay.
Please kill all of them.
My clump.
And they're about 100 feet away.
About 100 feet away.
Okay. Look at this guy. I would like to cast a spell.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all, this is hard to do when there's not, like, the neat little, like, character sheets.
Oh, for
made
sure.
By Wizards of the Coast. I'm like, wait, I have to look in the book? I don't remember what any of my shit does.
I wrote my mine shorthand into my feature section.
I should have done that.
Yeah, but barbarian, any melee class is infinitely easier than a magic class.
Nope. Don't you dare, sir. Don't you
I read
dare.
The barbarian. It doesn't seem...
No, it's impossible.
How do I know if the spell will hit more than one person?
If it's
it should say creature or creatures
what are you
of
casting?
Your choosing.
I was gonna do hypnotic pattern.
Is it a burst?
A 30-foot cube. It's a 30-foot
cube.
So within 30 feet, however many of these creatures are in a 30-foot cube.
I would say they're probably all within a 30-foot cube.
I'm gonna try this then.
It's a 30-foot cube.
So this is my hypnotic pattern, and for funsies at home, I'll read you what this is. In case I get it. You create a twisting pattern of colors that weaves through the air inside a 30-foot cube within range. The pattern appears for a moment and vanishes. Each creature in the area who sees the pattern must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature becomes charmed for the duration. While charmed by the spell, the creature is incapacitated and has a speed of zero. The spell ends for an affected creature if it takes any damage or if someone else uses an action to shake the creature out of its stupor. That's what I'm going to try.
All right.
The range is 120 feet. So, okay. Now, we are learning how to play 5e. How do I do spell?
Well,
I'm learning how to play 5e. This is my first time doing a spell.
I played with Lord Adam Bash.
So, how do I do?
This one is actually a will save, so you do jack shit.
I don't do anything.
Yeah, they have to beat your spell DC save.
What is your spell DC save?
16.
All right.
Except for, don't I add something because of my plus one?
No, not for that.
Oh, I don't?
Thrifty, the thing you gave her, I don't think that adds... No, it doesn't. That's based only on your abilities.
Okay.
Does your fun staff or one. Magic item, would that add to your DC save? I haven't seen how items are written yet.
I think it would. I think it would give her plus one to each
that
of those things.
That makes total sense. So Chikowitz, add plus... So it's 17?
Yeah, 17.
Okay, that seems high.
It's okay.
I pull a glowing stick of incense or a crystal vial filled with phosphorescent material from my component pouch.
Yeah.
And I had to concentrate for a minute.
For a whole minute?
Oh, Jesus.
For a whole minute?
No, it's just concentration up to a minute.
So you can do it the entire time. Oh, so this is like sustaining a minor action.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have to sustain it your entire time.
Yeah, some of them you don't have to, you just have to make a concentration check, like, in the background, and it continues for a minute. Some of them you have to, like, you can make the concentration check for as long as you want it to continue.
Mm.
Okay, so first scout is going to actually succeed. Sorry.
What?
Second scout. You said it was 16 or 17?
17.
Second scout is drawn towards your chromatic orb.
That's right. Twisting pattern of colors.
Flame skull. Where's my flame skull? Where's my flame skull at?
Where my skull at?
Where are the flame skulls at?
From my front to back, I ain't hearing that. Put one hand up if you believe that. I'm a flame skull. You don't need that. Why? You try to play me.
This is what Talir is saying.
Something's going on. Can I smell your dick? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what we're
saying. That's what the skull's saying.
The flame skull is not affected.
Right.
Why is this near three?
It didn't have a higher level.
One of the death dogs is affected.
Okay, so a death dog and one of the dudes.
And one of the scouts.
Okay, so these motherfuckers are like, wow, this tiefling is really cool.
It's like they're watching 1990s scrambled porn, and they're being like, oh, okay.
It is, but it's a cube of, like, blowing rainbow colors. It is psychedelic as hell, and they're like, I love this cube.
So this just distracts them while you sustain it?
Yeah. So it gets knocks a couple of them out of the way. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I panicked. I have a lot of spells.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that. That's kind of a shit move.
The remaining scout fires an arrow at... Talir.
I will laugh at you as the rain laughs upon the blood.
So he is going to fire a... Let's see... Longbow. So he's in range of his longbow. He rolls a... He gets a 16.
I use my reaction. Oh, wait, 16?
Yeah.
That misses. So I...
Do you want me to roll higher?
Yeah, can you roll 23?
He got a 23.
Radical. Okay, so you rolled a 23, naturally. And as it's coming towards me, Talir throws off his cloak, busts out his pecs like,
oh my
yo.
Oh, God.
And then...
Oh, my.
Now I will roll a 1d10.
Those pecs are exemplary.
Thanks. How much damage would this do to me?
It would do... It would do 1d8 plus 2, so it would do 8 damage.
Yay. So, as this arrow is flying towards my face, Talir is just channeling something. He doesn't even look concerned. And as the arrow gets closer, he just rips out and grabs it in midair. And then he smirks. And then I spend one key point, and I throw it back at what's his nuts? And... Okay. So I roll a d6.
What's the range on your throwing it back?
Yeah. It's probably whatever. I don't know. It's technically an arrow, so I have proficiency in it. So it's what are arrows? It's like 60, 120. So I do like.
His longbow was 150, 600.
Yeah, so I have if whatever I catch, I have proficiency in. So if
right, I'll just throw it back at him.
Yeah. So he takes 13 damage.
Well, do you hit him? Did you have to hit him first?
Nope, I just do it, I think.
What?
Oh, wait, no, I do have to roll. Sorry.
You idiot.
Does a natural 20 hit him?
A natural 20 would, in fact, hit him, and that would be a critical, which in 5e means you roll your damage dice twice.
Damn. So he takes 15 points of damage.
Nice.
You throw the arrow back at him, and it goes right into his guts. And he does not look happy.
That idiot.
Time stops for no one, friend.
Now we go to Talir.
What? Talir? Oh,
that's me.
You are 100 feet away from your closest combatant.
You fuck. I will run. I will hop in the air and then super fast run 50 feet. And then I will... That's not me. So I run 50 feet, and I throw a dart at him.
So at who? At who?
The one that already attacked me.
Okay.
So I'm like, do you want more, fool? Does a... Jesus, I rolled a 19. I'm doing great. 19 plus... 27 hit his AC.
Yes.
Radical. I believe that's the... I get to treat any... Any weapon that I'm proficient in, or any short sword or simple weapon, I can treat as a d6 no matter what it is, which is pretty cool. So I rolled a 6, so he takes 14 points of damage.
What does it look like when he dies?
As Talir is running, he takes out a dart and like skids to stop and just throws it into the skull man's face, and it just explodes.
The scout.
What's that scout mean?
He's like an impish looking.
Little demon.
Impish.
Little demon dude.
I get it. I see. I throw it in his head and he goes, "Aah!" Something like that.
That sounds like him.
He would do that.
What's Steve up to, you guys?
Steve, what are you even doing?
What's closest to me?
They're all 100 feet away.
Oh. I don't know what I'll be able to do then. Well, Steve says, "Well, I'm not normally a fighting gnoll, but if I have to, you should know that I fight Gnoll Holds Barred," and pulls out his sword.
Oh my god.
And he
no, oh
he makes for his closest target. I guess technically I've got javelins. Can I throw one of those?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
You might want to what's the range on those?
I just saw that they were in my default inventory. I didn't actually see the stats on them.
Let me look them up real quick.
Javelins are 30 or 120 feet.
Okay, so you can get, you'd be at disadvantage, I think, throwing them.
Yeah, well.
But you can do that.
Well, I try my best.
So you're going to go your full 45 feet and then throw?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you throwing at?
Whoever's closest. I'm finding
they're all
hard,
the same distance.
Hard to visualize.
All the same distance. There's a flaming skull and a death dog who are active, and there's two guys who are stunned, basically.
And let me say that
charmed.
Since the gridless combat is hard to visualize, mm-hmm. sometimes you just say what you want to do, and then the DM's like, okay, because the DM can't be like, you fucking idiot, he's a foot behind you, stupid blind dumbass, because no one can see it, so it's all in the theater of the mind, so you kind of, you know.
I'm going to say that I just don't think it's right for sentient beings to use animals for combat, and since it's obvious to me that dog is so far gone, I'm gonna put it out of its misery. I'm gonna aim for the dog.
Okay, so you gotta roll 2d20s and give me the worst number.
The worst number is a one.
Oh no!
You kill wow. Talir.
You do that thing where you like throw the javelin, but it ends up behind you.
Just, hey, like, what about this? What if he accidentally hits Talir? Talir grabs it and throws it forward.
Yay!
So like a rail cannon.
No.
Oh, I'm Fuck sorry, you, guys. There wasn't much cause for javelins in the melon camp.
Okay, so it is now the turn of the flame skull, and seeing these two...
Don't call Jennifer that name, that's nice. That's not nice.
What?
Seeing these two awful beastmen running towards the flame skull...
We're not beastmen. I'm an elf. I'm graceful.
He's
fudge.
A beautiful man.
Oh, I have like brown hair kind of pulled up in a messy top knot. It's sexy.
It casts a fireball at you.
Is it a rain, like an area effect spell?
Yes, it is. And it's going to catch both Steve and Talir.
I believe we both have evasion. Do you have evasion, Steve?
I'm looking.
So that's going to require you each to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, boy. Really glad I switched those two scores.
You do not have evasion.
I don't.
Well, okay, evasion. Since I'm being targeted in an area effect attack, I am allowed to dodge out of the way. When you are subjected to an area effect, allows you to make a dexterity saving throw. If I fail, I take half damage. If I succeed, then I am completely missed.
Is that class or racial?
Class.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't get that shit.
Yeah, like rangers have it, I think, too. So.
Oh, boy. I'm just all thumbs today. I got.
Did you beat an 18?
I got a two.
And, a two.
I mean, plus one for what it's worth.
No, it's not going to help you. How about you, Talir?
So let me just get this. I need to make a dex saving throw.
Yes, and you have all to beat an 18.
That's not a saving throw.
I'm sorry. It gives you. Sorry, it is not a dex saving throw. It is a. You have to make. A saving throw. It's the spell thing. It's
Okay, sorry.
It's the DC. It's a spell save. DC 18.
Gotcha. And it's against my dex. So I fail, but I get half damage.
So why do you get half damage?
I have something called evasion.
Okay, so automatically it does half damage. Is that like, do you have to use your key for that?
Nope.
Your chi?
No. It's one of those things that like several of the classes get because we're mad dexterous.
Okay. All right, let me roll all these dice.
But I'm kind of a nut.
Oh, I feel like Shadowrun's
going to be really
Shadowrun.
Yeah,
that was like Shadowrun.
That's a lot of D6s, y'all.
So is this towards Steve or to me?
To both of you.
No, you rolled damage twice. You only rolled
I'm just going to roll it once.
That's probably makes more sense. Is this a fireball, you said?
You're going to take 28 damage. Or half of that, I guess, if you're Talir.
14.
So basically, this gigantic ball of flame just consumes you guys as you're running towards.
No.
What's the spell called again?
Fireball.
Awesome, because that's the exact one that's mentioned in the flavor text. So just to make sure that we understand.
Yeah.
Okay, Ravar.
You changed what I was going to do, so I have to relook at things. I'm sorry.
It's 4 o'clock and I'm sleeping. It's late night and you creeping. You could have told me I'm leaving.
Bachman, how close are you? Did you move your full movement?
No, no, you're out there cheating. Yeah, I did.
He's 45 feet from you.
Okay. I would like to do my full movement since I have 30, so I can't catch up. But do my full movement and then get as close to him as I can. But then I am going to do Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I'm going to try to hit the Flaming Skull.
Okay.
With Guiding
Bolt. That Death Dog is one sick puppy.
Totally. Ew.
Wow. As sick as a dog.
Okay.
Good thing he has K9 lives.
Okay, I am making a range spell attack, and I got a 20 to hit. Does that hit him?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just say, I love the saving throw thing. At first, when we first saw it, when we played it at PAX 2 years ago, I was like, this is super boring. But I really like it now.
Thrifty, how are you keeping track of where everybody's at if there's no grid system?
Okay.
Are you using a grid?
It's the power of my mind.
Oh, boy. Look at that.
Round numbers, yeah.
He takes 21 damage.
Whoa! What does that look like?
It's pretty much like Ravar runs up kind of like a little ways behind Steve, and then he throws his like hands up into the air and says, Ayo.
Heyo!
And then a like lightning bolt like comes down and shoots this flaming skull, and just it's like this beautiful shiny lightning bolt of radiant damage.
Steve thinks that she's giving a high five and goes for it.
Yeah.
He spends his extra turn running backwards.
The bolt slams into the skull and its jaw comes shattering off of it.
Perfect.
Is it dead or is it just jawless?
It's just jawless.
It's just an idiot.
So it can't talk now.
The next attack on that target also gains advantage.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's good shit.
Mother of God. Okay. One of the death dogs runs to meet you, but it's about 10 feet away from Talir.
I bow towards it.
Background to Temerity.
That's you.
Okay. The dudes that I charmed before are still just like,
yeah,
like just chilling there. So as long as I like leave them alone,
yeah, as long as everyone leaves them alone, they'll just be.
Including me. So I can do like another action, and they're still charmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's great news.
So you expended one of your spell slots, correct?
I did. So now I'm going to use one of my cantrips.
Radical.
I would love to Eldritch Blast the motherfuckers right now.
I mean, I don't care for language, but
I feel like that's out of character. It Mr. Chalier, I feel like I would love some language.
Namaste.
So there's still a skull man.
Yep.
And there's, is that, well?
And a devil dog.
And a devil dog.
A delicious devil dog.
He's the chocolate.
Eat it, you dick.
So, my Elder's Blast has a couple, like, cool deals added on to it.
Did you write it down?
I sure did. So, there's
there.
So much to do. So my Eldritch Blast, I get to add my charisma modifier to the damage, and then I also, if I hit, I get to push them 10 feet. And because I'm level 7, my Eldritch Blast can hit 2 creatures. Dang. So I'm gonna do.
What's your range on Eldritch
Blast? 120 feet.
Holy butts!
So I'm gonna do that.
I thought you were reaching for your wine glass instead very of important. Your dice.
No. Okay. Beam of crackling energy. Blah, blah, blah. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 force damage. But let's see here. Spell creates more than one beam when you reach higher levels. Two beams at fifth level. Yeah, you can direct the beams at the same target or at different ones. I'm going to hit two. I critted!
Ooh.
Let's say that crits for that skull. And then I'll roll it again for the devil dog.
Death dog.
That was a 10. That was only half.
We've called it devil dog because it's both a candy and a delicious minion.
It's not a candy, it's a cake.
It's a cake.
The KFC double down.
All right, so roll your crit for the flame skull.
Okay.
Kill it.
You
see word.
I guess I'm confused about how do I just roll a d20 again?
D20, then add your spell bonus, which scroll up.
Well, I get the charisma modifier. What are you talking about?
That's
only
on
spell attack bonus.
Oh my god, I didn't know that's what was there. Radical. Yes. Yeah, add that to it. Cool.
So that's
what is her damage? What is the damage on Eldritch Blast?
Eldritch Blast, so I add a charisma, it's 1d10, okay. And then I add my charisma modifier, which is 5.
So roll 2d10, and then add 5.
10, 18.
Okay.
18 crackling energies.
Oh my.
So can we just imagine real quick how cool Temerity looks? Because, again, I don't know if you guys realize she's a tiefling. Anyway, she looks real cool is what I'm saying. She's got crackling fire coming out of her hand. She's got cool horns. She's got turquoise hair. You guys didn't even ask, but she does.
She sounds like the coolest.
Yeah, she's really awesome.
Latir? Latire? Latire.
No, wait for him to... No, I don't know whose turn it is.
Latrine?
Did you write down our names? Because you're mixing up two very...
Talir.
You motherfucker. So, the skull man, I assume, is if bloody existed in this, which I don't believe it does.
Oh, it does not?
Nope. He's mad bloodied. The devil dog, deliciously hurt, but not super bloodied.
Devil dog is untouched.
So, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run up to said devil dog, and I basically just jump up, do a front flip, and then upon landing, I use both my hands to do a quarterstaff strike. So, guys, you know what I've done the past 3 rolls?
What?
20. 19, 18, next roll, 17.
It's going to be 17, for wow. Sure. Believe it!
Believe it! So does a 26 hit his AC?
Yes. Yes, it does.
All right, so I rolled D8. Those are the beautiful diamonds. Fuck, I rolled 2. He takes 10 damage from that. And then, is he dead?
No.
Then I spend my second key point.
The chi?
It's K-I. Is that chi?
Key. It's key.
I thought it was key. Chi-chi. I spend one key point, and I make 2 unarmed strikes against it. So that's 2. I roll... So I just roll a d20. Guys, no joke, my last roll, it was a 16. It was one off.
Is Jennifer trying to show your puppy? I'm sorry.
She's trying to show her 7-year-old puppy. She looks like a dragon / flamingo right now. Regal as fuck. So it's a... You're really distracted.
I'm sorry! I'm really cute right now. I fucked up the webcam. My bad.
It's cool. 22, does that hit his armor
class?
Yes. I punch it! And since I punched it... Also, does it have any resistances to melee attacks? Or like bludgeoning...
No.
No. All right. Well, fuck you.
yes, it does.
Thank you. It doesn't for me. Now I'm spending a second key point to do a stunning strike. So you have to succeed on a Constitution saving throw, which I believe is 15.
He fails.
Woohoo! So he's stunned, which is really bad. So okay. Now,
did he take more damage?
He's about to take some more damage.
Okay.
Not for that, no. That's just to stun him. And now I'm rolling against him, but now I have advantage. So, where's the second d20? Oh my god, I got 16 to 3. I obviously take the 16, and then I punch him again. So I'm gonna roll both those because I didn't roll the damage for the last one yet. So I'm gonna roll both these. Oh god damn it! And he takes 21 damage for both those attacks. So basically, what happens is Talia runs forward, does a front flip, hits him down on top with his quarterstaff, whips the quarterstaff back, knees the dog in the face, like underneath the throat. The dog gets like X's in his eyes because he's like falling asleep. And then on the way down, Talia punches him in the ground.
You did the right thing.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
This, whenever order gets out of balance, a motherfucker drops the hammer.
Speaking of Steve, it's Steve's turn.
Okay.
Steve,
you have one very injured and now stunned death dog a few feet away from you.
A few
feet? And
then
you have a flame skull, which also appears very injured, about 55 feet away from
you. I'm not concerned with the flame skull.
I was going to say, the flame skull also gives you advantage if you try to hit it.
Is it just till the end of your turn?
Yeah, it's till the end of my turn, until my next turn.
I won't be able to hit it.
The first attack to it.
Do you have another javelin?
Yeah, I know, but like, I think given Steve's strong convictions about animal cruelty, he's going to go for the death dog first.
Okay, sure.
And Steve is a common beast himself, so he cannot help it.
So you said it's just a few feet, so well within my range?
Well within your range.
Okay, so I just make it, you know, I don't even run. I just like... do like a somber march up to the dog. Not in an evil way. That might be the wrong music.
No, that was that's sad music.
Yeah,
that was the imperial theme. From
no, it
wasn't.
No, it was not.
That
no,
was the
that
funeral
was the,
march.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Steve, what do, Steve?
Steve, as humanely as he possibly can, targets the devil dog with his long sword and attacks it with it. 17. Plus 7?
That hits.
So 24.
That's going to hit.
Yeah.
I think your long sword is D10.
Is it a D10? Okay, that was the next question.
It's a D10.
It was
going to
be
plus,
how can I make the damage?
Plus 7, I think, right? For your strength and...
A longsword is a D8.
Is it a D8?
Yep.
Is it really?
Unless he's got a plus something.
Plus, what
unless,
do I get a plus
from? Are you holding it as two hands or one hand?
I've got a shield.
Oh, so one hand.
Yeah, so what do I get the plus from?
The plus for damage?
Yeah.
I think it's your, and somebody in the chat room, correct me if I'm wrong, it's your strength and your...
proficiency bonus.
And your proficiency bonus, so it'd be plus 7. Or
sorry.
Plus 7, yeah.
1d8 plus 7. Gotcha.
Yeah.
4 plus 7. 11.
How do you humanely put down this dog?
I slowly walk up to the dog. I'm going to say that I, and not in a dirty way, you fuckers, but I'm going to say that I red rocket the dog a little bit, and then I just no, you guys took it there. I straddle the dog and I grab on its muzzle. I see that I knew, but I grab its muzzle and I kind of give it a little pet, and then I just like I lift up its nose. And just give him a long throat cut.
Which throat? Because there's two heads.
Both of them. I lift up both of the nuzzles, and I slice both throats.
Okay. It looks up at you, seemingly to say, "Thank you."
No.
And then
that was so sad.
Calmly goes from this world.
And then I fuck it.
yeah, fuck it.
Is Tom here?
Temerity.
Oh my god, it's my
turn. Oh no, Ravar. Wait. Ravar.
I was gonna say, can
Ravar.
It be my
not
turn.
Prepared.
Ravar, I'm sorry, Ravar.
Finish off the skull.
We skip the one that we know is gonna die.
Oh, wait, spoilers, Tim.
This is not spoilers. Jayla exists.
Jayla exists.
Okay, well,
maybe we'll change time and Jayla won't exist.
Ah, no, wait, no, please don't. Alundra will not stand for this.
Okay, what? So Ravar will continue to move forward, and he's going to attack the flaming skull again.
Okay.
I rolled a 13.
Plus, what are you doing?
Oh,
what kind
no,
of attack
that's my
is
plus.
This?
It's a 7 plus 6.
Oh no!
So it's a 13. Wait, hold on. I'm going to use my channel divinity on myself. I can give myself a plus 10.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Boom. So a 23.
What was your what kind of attack were you doing?
Guiding bolt again.
Okay, on the flame skull.
Yes.
Okay, that's gonna hit.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to do just a regular 13 damage.
The flame skull bursts into, well, flame.
More flames.
More flames.
Ice.
Double flames.
Oddly enough, he turns into ice.
He's double flame.
And is now dead.
Awesome.
Yay.
What is within 60 feet of me right now? Because I've moved up 60 feet, so I'm within 40 feet of, so pretty much anything should be in front
anything.
Of me.
The anything dog. Is in.
No, alternatively.
The two that are still stunned.
Yeah, they're still stunned, so we could just, like, leave.
Right. I was going to say, is there anything that's not stunned?
Everything that is not stunned is dead.
Okay.
All the things that are stunned are alive. Everything that's not stunned is dead. But they can save on their saving throw and get out of it and attack us in the back.
Mm. But we can just put them down while they're frozen.
Yeah, we can, like, set it up.
Can we coup de grâce? Is that a thing?
I didn't
is
see that
a thing
in
this
the
edition?
Rules.
I don't think so.
Coup de grace?
You for sure can attack with advantage, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will set up, because I can do a bonus action, cast Spiritual Weapon, and have it attack.
Okay.
So I got an 18 to hit. What's there? A demon dog or devil dog?
There's one demon dog and, or one devil dog and one scout.
Okay, I'll go for the scout. An 18 to hit the scout.
That's going to hit. Did you guys maybe roll worse? That'd be great.
Nah, man.
Sorry. Eat my butt.
Nah, bro.
Sorry.
I'm never.
I'm not going to lie worse about my rolls. Come on.
I rolled a 20.
And then the scout takes 9 damage.
Okay.
And
he's like... He goes, ow, because he wakes up when you hit him.
Okay. Well, like, hovering right next to him now is a little warhammer. A big warhammer, actually. It's not little, but...
The big...
like, the biggest big warhammer miniature you've ever seen. Eloquently painted.
It's an Eldar creeper.
Yeah. Space Marine.
So we go back to Temerity.
All right. So...
You've got one newly awakened scout and one death dog who is still in Chromatic Orb land.
But they're right beside each other.
Right beside each other.
Cool. I only get 2 spell slots. That's the thing that's weird about warlocks. But I'm going to use my second one right now.
Oh my gosh.
Because I feel like... Because I get them back after a short rest. So if I can wipe these suckers out, or if y'all can do it, then we'll be okay. I'm going to use my spell Shatter. A sudden loud ringing noise, painfully intense, erupts from a point of your choice within range. A creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on that point must make a con saving throw. Creature takes 3d8 thunder damage, except for it's actually more. That's basically it, yeah.
So what is the saving throw that they have to make? Is it 17 to be side?
Yes, I think it's my...
17 con.
17, yep.
Okay, so Scout does not make it.
That's right.
Death Dog also does not make it.
Yes! Woo-hoo! Okay, so now we will see the damage.
It's interesting that for these spells you can't crit.
When you cast this spell using a spell slot of 3rd level or higher, which I'm using 4, the damage increases by 1d8 for each slot level above 2nd. So I get to do 5d8.
What? We don't have that many.
I don't even know what to do with myself after playing Eludra for so long and barely doing damage, and I'm like, what?
Jennifer,
what
come
this?
To the dark side.
I love it. I love the damage
dealing
side.
Here's
what
it's like when you finally get a character that's like easy and you explode someone. Kill Eludra. Walk her off a cliff.
So this is 4d8.
Yeah,
that's all we have, I guess.
Oh, here's a 5th, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Why do we have 5d8?
Whoa.
Whoa.
But I rolled damage once, right? I'm sorry. I should absolutely know this roll by now.
I'm pretty sure, right?
Just rolling it once.
18. 26 damage. Thunder damage, even.
Thunder.
The scout is very dead.
His ears are bleeding.
The death dog gets blasted back and blasted awake, and then it just runs. It just runs away. Because it is super damaged and very.
Temerity is cackling. She loves it. Take that, you fucks.
Guys, we just had our first 5e encounter fight thing.
Everybody, you did great.
Steve, how are you feeling?
Thank you, Steve.
Steve, the character, is feeling great.
Is he?
Yeah.
Steve, are you okay?
Can I do
the whole, dog incident?
Dog murder. I did what needed to be done, what anybody would have done, really.
Steve, you tried to restore balance to the world, and for that, I commend you. Now let's think.
Guys, we don't have time for any more roleplay. It's so late.
I'm going to have to remember to get you something for Namaste.
Thank you all so much for joining us. If you want to follow us, we're on Twitter. At Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com to see some amazing fan art, hit up the forums to learn more about The Wizard, and to head over to our shop to grab some merchandise that even Blood Drinker would approve of. When you've finished with learning all about Harper's dark past, make sure to head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want Aludra's bad luck to rub off on you. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, watch out for traitorous pirate women, and get ready for things to get dicey. I always fuck up the last part, and I feel really terrible for it.
It's okay. Can you please leave that?
I think you should leave all of that in there.
Yeah, leave the part where she says I always fuck up.
I always fuck up. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Until next week, it's been dicey.
It's been real dicey.
Confused while you're talking at the top of it.
What do you mean?
The top of the microphone?
What do you mean? Well, I've got it on a stand, so it's like...
It looks like if it was a pee-pee, you'd be looking down the barrel.
Down the barrel of the one-eyed snake.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the tip of it is like right here by my face.
Cut that out. Send it to us, please.
Make that someone's ringtone. The tip of it is right by my face.
I feel like all the kindness that I wanted to show as Tom but couldn't for very strict RP reasons is just all just pouring out of me now. I love it.
I love it. I love it so much. It's adorable.
I've always wanted to be friendly to you guys.
It's all you ever wanted in your life, Bachman.
It's all I ever wanted. I was born wanting it. I was born starving for kindness.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.